Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. It's a very light, feminine, sort of sparkly energy. It feels like fairy dust, kind of like fairy energy, but much bigger, much higher. Yeah. More powerful, much more powerful, I want to say. But that kind of sparkling lightness, if you know what I mean. So, thank you for coming, star beings. And what would you like to speak to us about today? We've been waiting a very long time to come and speak to you. This is why we're so anxious to just leap right in to the subject at hand. Okay, what is it? I don't know if you can feel any of that, but I could feel that light language in my third eye, my forehead, clearing my mind. We want you to be able to understand us, what we're about to say to you. We're here to share with you some principles of light. Did I get that right? That is correct. Principles of light. Principles of light work, you could say, because they're principles that allow you to work with the light, not only to simply open to receive it or to feel it, not to be simply the passive recipients of the light or receivers of the light, but to take that light into your being and use it as your own. It is yours to direct. Whatever comes into your energy field is yours to direct. This is why it is very important to maintain your energy field clear and clean. It's the same principle as showering, washing your body, bathing. Very few people on the planet pay any attention to their energy fields and how to cleanse them. But when you receive energy from someone else, if it is not a frequency that you choose, that you enjoy, that you want to maintain, or that contributes in a positive way to your life, you are perfectly free, within your right, and actually have a responsibility to yourself to change it or to send it away, back to the source. Don't bother sending it back where it came from. That creates loops. Don't do that. Just send it back to the source directly. Or transmute its properties. Call in the white light, the golden light, the violet flame energy. These are all powerful energies that can transmute, meaning change the properties of that particular energy that feels heavy to you. If it feels heavy to you, it feels dark, it feels scary, it feels burdensome. Change it from a burden into a smooth, effortless, flowing part of your energy field that just flows and harmonizes with the rest. That's very useful. And that's just the beginning. So we want to teach you these principles. We're here to talk about three principles of light. Light has many properties. And when we speak of light, we are speaking of divine energy, source energy, zero point energy, many people call it, original source. All of those words, they all speak to, refer to this infinitely powerful energy that can take on, that contains all frequencies and therefore can take on any frequencies you choose to focus on. So here's the first principle. When you focus your intention on that energy, on any energy that is in your field, if it's part of your field, you have the authority over it. Even if someone else tried to put it there, send it to you, and use it to control you, they have no right to do that. So you simply cut off any connection to anyone else who might have put it there and either send it back or transmute it. When you want to choose an energy for your field, you focus your intention on what energy, what properties of energy you want to have in your field. Do you want to create love? Do you want to create ease and flow? Do you want to create abundance? Do you want to create joy? Do you want to create, fill in the blank, whatever you choose, whatever qualities you choose to have in your energy field? Right now we're strictly talking about your energy field. We're not speaking about other experiences you want to have in life, such as a relationship or money or a new job or a new house. We're speaking about your field because your field is where you have to begin. If you're just starting out on this journey, you start with your own energy field. If you've been on this journey for eons, your energy field is the place you wake up every morning. It's your first responsibility. It's your daily responsibility. And we're asking you and urging you to take responsibility to keep it clean, because your energy field affects everyone you come in contact with, and at some level, everyone worldwide. Everyone in your reality, everyone in your plane of existence or dimension, dimensional reality and beyond. You have no idea how immense and immensely powerful your energy field is. So, going back to the principles. First of all, what was that first principle had to do with intention? The principle is that where you put your attention and your intention, that with your attention and your intention, you create. You put your attention on what it is you want to change or create. Then you put your intention, you add your intention, you intend consciously to create a certain frequency or quality in your energy field. And the energy, with attention and intention, you're actually directing the energy. And you can say, I direct my energy field now to attune to love. What I often say, this is Susan speaking, is if I want to feel joy in my heart, I put my attention on my heart chakra, which is where I feel joy. And I say, heart chakra, attune to love. Or attune, heart chakra, attune to joy. Excuse me, I was creating joy, wasn't I? Heart chakra, attune to joy now. And sempre aquela aqui, 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 aqui. And of course, not everyone will burst into light language when they say that, but if you picture that light in your heart and you tell it you want to feel joy, star beings, is it okay if we ask for assistance in this? Because I often say to my guides or my higher self, other aspects of myself that are beyond the physical, do this for me. Tune my heart to joy, for instance. What's the best, most recommended way to create the frequencies we want in our field? The assistance is an additional help. It can make it happen more quickly. It can give you the feeling of being supported, and it's fun to create with others. Collaboration is very joyful, very enjoyable. But we really want to make sure that you know, that you understand that you yourself are the ultimate authority in your energy field. Our human consciousness or our higher consciousness, being consciousness? Who owns our energy field? The energy field cannot be owned. It is an expression of the source that expressed your being self, you could call it, your star being self, or your being from wherever you come, that then expressed your soul, possibly many souls, and the soul expressed you as the human being. So you, your energy field, is a constant flow of energy that started from the source, originates from source, flows through you as an expression. And you are an integral part of that expression. Your human identity, your human mind and personality are an integral part of this expression, a very vital part of the expression of a human being. Without them, you can't be an effective human being. You can see a being in human form whose body does not function, whose brain does not function fully, and they're in what you call a vegetative state. They cannot live an effective human life. So the physical mind, the human mind, are all very important. So the authority to direct that energy then belongs to every aspect of you has authority over what it creates. So the being that creates the soul or expresses the soul has authority over what kind of expression it chooses, and the soul has an authority over what kind it chooses. And we have the authority within at the human level over what kind of creation we're creating. Is that correct? There's a general understanding, yes. So you have the authority, the right, and the responsibility to decide which energy frequencies you want to carry in your field and to create those with your attention and your intention. So the first principle, again, is that your energy field, just like your body, is your responsibility. Yes. And principle two is to keep it clear, you choose which frequencies you want and you create them by putting your attention on what you want and stating your intention. If you put your attention on something that, a thought, for instance, or an experience that makes you angry, your attention magnifies that anger. Because your attention alone simply acts as a magnifying glass. You put the attention on the anger and you say, it is my intention to release that, to send it back into the light and to replace it. Send it back to the light and create what you do want to create instead. That's how you clean your field and maintain your field. You need to choose. You get to choose. You have a right to choose. And it's your responsibility to choose how you're going to respond to things that happen in your life that you may or may not be able to control. How often do you get angry at yourself and find yourself coming up short? That also is not a positive energy to maintain in your field. You want to clear that as well. Not only what comes from others and what comes as a reaction to what others do or say within yourself, but also as a reaction to yourself, to your own actions, your own thoughts. So principle two is you create with your attention and your intention. Correct. And then what is the third principle you want to talk to us about? We're teaching you to be light workers. We're teaching you how to use the light and work with it. So what you create in your field, you then can send out to others. You can direct it out to help, to heal, to spread love, to spread peace. And you also have the potential, consciously or unconsciously, to do harm. When you just get angry and walk around in a cloud of anger all day, or fear, anxiety, you're simply allowing that energy. You're not using it consciously, but you're allowing that energy to pollute the energy of others. Far better to realize what energy you're carrying, what energy you have created, what qualities. What you create is the quality of the energy. All this energy comes pouring into your field, but you decide what characteristics it's going to take on when it's in your energy field. That's what we're trying to teach you today. That's what we have come here to explain to you. A very basic teaching. Take responsibility for your field, for your cleanliness. And then when you've created an energy you do like, share it. We invite you to assist by sending that energy frequency of love out to the world. Most of you on this call may know how to do this already, but we want to remind anyone who hasn't done this work or hasn't done it lately how important it is to just picture your joy, your happiness, your excitement, your enthusiasm, your love, your peace, whatever you might be feeling at the moment that's lifting your spirit, send that out. Picture that filling the entire earth. Picture it going to every human heart on earth. It will help. It's a part of the process that we're doing at a higher level. The star beings here around the earth are all working to send higher frequency energy to individuals on earth. That's what we're doing. That's what this information is. That's what these attunement frequencies are. When we simply speak light language or sing and change the frequencies in your field. So what we're saying is you also are light workers and you can do this with us. You can do this on your own. This is your heritage, your right, and your power. You have the authority, you have the right, you have the power to do this. And remember to use that power and that authority wisely. There are many, many people on this earth who use it either unconsciously or, in a few cases, in some cases, they consciously use it to try to harm someone. That's very rare on the whole picture. We don't want you to focus on that. But if you notice something in your field, or that you notice that you don't feel good around someone, or that after seeing someone, being around and having an interaction with someone very negative, that you're not feeling good anymore, just order all energy, take it. We say take it like gathering it up. But all you have to do is directly speak to the energy in your energy field and say something like, anything that is not mine, anything that is not me, I send back to the source. To be healed and purified and liquefied into light, raised into the frequency of pure source light. You can vary the words. The energy worker Matt Kahn has a way of saying that I don't want to repeat without giving him credit, but it's all that is not me, all that is not mine, I send back now to the source to be healed, purified, made whole and perfect in the infinite light and love of source as I am now. Anytime you choose to clear something out of your field because it feels too heavy or negative or dark, make sure you replace it with the light. Tell your field what you do want. The energy will follow your instruction because it is conscious. Consciousness is energy. Energy is consciousness. So thank you very much. Those are the three principles. And is there anything else you want to say to us today? May you be blessed. May you know that you are loved. May you be the beautiful, bright, shining beings of light that you are. May you be the star, the stars that you are. Thank you. And you haven't told us what we can call you. How should we refer to you today? Call us your friends, the teachers of light. That's our purpose here. We only need to be known as those beings of light from the stars who are here to help you learn how to work with, control, maintain, and upgrade your own energy field with the light that you are, the light of the all that you are. Many, many, many blessings from the stars. Thank you. Thank you, teachers of light, our friends, the teachers of light. Thank you for coming today and bringing us this beautiful, clear understanding. And thank you, listeners, for listening today, for being with us, for taking your time to connect to the star beings. This is Susan Rensberger, sending you blessings of love and joy and abundance and prosperity and peace and grace and flow and ease and happiness from the foot of the Andes Mountains in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.